Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss where we'd want them to administer the Dolly Parton vaccine, what Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber could learn from Dua Lipa and Miley Cyrus, we plan the first annual Clownchella, and we give thanks this Thanksgiving season. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hello, Corey.
Hello, Thea.
Thea?
Thea.
Thea. Thea?
Thea's Thanksgiving.
Oh, I forgot about Thea. All of our little Psychobabble listeners who've been with us for years.
I forgot about Thea too, but I saw someone tweet it at us that it was an iconic episode. And I'm like, what happened to in that Thea Thanksgiving episode? I don't even remember.
Who can never be sure? Do you think Thea got pardoned? Thea was a turkey, right? I don't know.
God, I don't know either. Or bad.
Do you think Trump is like going to pardon a turkey this year or pardon
No, he's
himself?
Looking for pardons himself.
Yeah, well,
I was reading all about how they think about Edward Norton went off on a tweet rant about how he thinks that Trump's not going to concede and he's going to try to do all this damage and just broker a deal of saying, well, if you pardon me, I won't do it, since he has all those like indictments that are ready to be unveiled on January 21st.
Yeah. I mean, when you elect somebody who has so many debts and issues with the law and foreign, briberies and things of this nature, scandalos. It's, you can't be surprised when it's like a shit show. And that thread was very like, well, he knows he has everything to lose, so he might as well pull out all the stops to disrupt democracy. And if he can make it so that a pardon in exchange for him conceding makes sense, then I think he'll do it. And I'm like, you know what? This thread actually makes a lot of sense. Anyway, do we have to talk about Trump? That's not what I'm grateful for.
You started it, bitch.
I did not. I didn't.
You did. Do you wake up in the morning and doom scroll?
I do. I was about to say I don't, but I do. I do. Well, I don't, but I do, because it's like, it's anything that is my escape is now also a doom scroll, because what I used to love was scrolling through Instagram stories or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now that's doom scrolling because I'm seeing everyone's friends giving content of them 15 plates in a living room. And it's like, oh, I just want to die. I just do.
Are they paper plates?
I don't know.
Fine China,
I think.
IKEA?
Fine. China. No, not IKEA. I don't know what they are. Wait, Corey, I tweeted this morning. Can we normalize replying to all Friendsgiving dangerous large group indoor content with just statistics about COVID?
Yeah, well, I've been...
Like, I don't even want to, like, argue anymore. I just want to reply with, like, well, 250,000 people dead so far today.
Yeah. So
Hello.
I started following gays on Twitter who tweet about housewives. And I saw one the other day that was like complaining on Twitter about like seeing friends doing stuff and like wanting to say something. And I was like, bitch, I think it's just time. I think you need to stop anonymously screaming into the void. And if you want to say something, then say something. Reply to the reply to the Insta story. Tag them and drag them.
I agree. The good news, though, did we talk about the Dolly Parton vaccine coming?
Yeah. Vaccine. We did. Vaccine. Don't you take my man.
And I find I more and more breakthroughs are happening with the vaccine. So I'm actually getting a little bit hopeful, you know, with the holiday season.
Where do you think they'll inject it? You think it's going to be an arm shot or like a butt shot?
I'm thinking butt. Inject the butt. It's meaty. It's, you know, most
I feel like only
STD cures STD, go in the
only
butt.
STD doses of medications go in your butt.
Penicillins, things of this nature.
They didn't give you a tetanus in the butt, did they? I don't remember.
No, but I requested it. I said, can you actually put it in the hole?
And when they grabbed your cheek, you were like a little further left.
I said, I actually brought this turkey baster. Do you mind using it?
You're like right down the middle, sir.
Right, actually, at the top of the crack and let it just drip. And then I'll wink and I'll swallow it.
Isn't that a spinal tap?
What is spinal tap? What does that mean?
Well, spinal tap is a medical procedure.
I think it's when you're fucking someone.
There's also
a movie.
I think
it's when you're fucking someone and your dick is so long that it just taps the spine inside.
That's not how bodies work.
I don't know.
The anal cavity doesn't lead to the spine.
Well, sometimes you got to make your own holes.
Like the Shia LaBeouf movie?
I never saw it.
I didn't either. What were in those holes?
Should we do a viewing party of holes?
Mm-mm. Well, I bet you already did this morning.
You know what I'm saying? me with my hand mirror.
Not a hand mirror.
It's more of a makeup.
Compact. You know, it's a compact. Yeah.
That has.
Don't you have a Pokeball shaped compact mirror?
That's not bad.
So you could sneak a peek.
Yeah, but it's more of a mirror from a house of mirrors. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's distorted.
Yeah, makes you long and tall.
It makes anything that you put into it long and tall.
Do you think you had a favorite funhouse mirror? Which one really knew your angles?
Anything that skinnied me up. Are you kidding? Anything that made me look snatched.
I think they say if you just like lean your mirror up against the wall backwards a little, that creates that illusion for you.
Illusion?
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Give it a whirl. Okay.
I will do that.
Did you hear about President Obama?
What about him?
He used to call people F-A-G.
Is he allowed to use that word? I don't know. I think if he said it to me, I did hear it. If he said it to me, I don't think I would be upset, to be honest.
Do you want Obama to call you the F word and push you into lockers?
No pushing.
Would you let him give you a noogie or a wedgie?
No, none of those.
How much taller than you was he?
He's tall.
He's tall? How tall is he?
Lanky. He looks like he's in a clown, a circus mirror. Whatever.
Has he got those big old shoes?
I didn't check his feet, to be honest.
What if you showed up to the White House and Obama was wearing clown shoes?
I don't know.
And they were all, whatever you do, don't bring up the clown shoes.
I don't think I would, even if they told me not to, I don't think I would be at liberty to bring them up. I don't think it would be within my range.
I think I'm going to get a pair just to wear around the city. I'm going to put on
clown shoes.
Yeah, I'm going to put on my Christmas list.
Clown shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, okay. Are they Velcro? Are they zip?
You know, I'm down for whatever.
Do you think they make like thigh-high clown boots?
Oh my God, those would be cute.
Now that would be a serve.
Yes, I'm wearing those to Coachella in 2024.
Clownchella.
After we... Wait, is there such thing as clowncella?
Yeah, it's the insane clown posse convention.
No, no. They don't call it clowncella.
They don't call it clowncella, no. But Obama is the headliner with his new shoes.
We should start the planning phase now.
Who could perform at clowncella?
Well, Katy Perry could do her whole new album. It was clown themed. Jesus.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Are there songs about clowns
on
I'm
her album?
To remember.
Yeah, she's got Honk My Nose.
No, she doesn't.
She's got Check Out These Big Old Shoes.
No.
Just clowning
hey, I heard
around.
Bozo the Clown died. Did you know that?
When?
Recently, this year.
No.
Yes.
The Bozo?
Yeah, and I have such vivid memories of like Sunday morning watching Bozo the Clown and the game at the start of the show where they toss balls into buckets.
I think that was the end of the show, but...
Maybe, I don't know. It was the supermarket showdown or whatever?
Bitch, it's called the grand prize game.
Or was it the entry level to get onto the board, like in Price is Right?
No, I think it was the end. It was all get this ball in that bucket, baby.
I mean, pretty incredible game considering it's playable by anyone around the world.
Did he really die?
RIP, yes.
When?
He will not be headlining Clowncella.
When did he die?
I think he died this year. I'm sorry to be the bearer of Brad news.
No, bitch. He died in 2018. He was 89 years old.
He's dead. He remains dead.
I don't mean to speak ill of the dead, but I just want to know what he looks like out of the clown makeup.
It's drag.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of drag, Trixie could headline Clowncella.
Okay. Yes.
That would be a serve. Jimbo.
Yes.
Of course.
But are we having any musical acts?
Is that shade toward Trixie?
I mean,
she's more of a rodeo clown.
I guess it was, but it wasn't intended to be. But I'm going to let it stand.
What else are clowns up to? I don't like when clowns are at bullfights.
Are they often?
Yeah. Bullfight? Or kind of like
rodeo?
A rodeo. Yeah, rodeo clown.
Oh, yeah. But they're not dressed like Bozo, and they've got better shoes.
They are dressed like clowns, though. What are they up to? They're just taunting and haunting.
Honking?
Honking.
Do you think that bull really gets pissed off when it honks its nose, or when it like sprays the bull in the face with a water flower?
Maybe. I would be annoyed if I were a bull provoked by a clown. Oftentimes I feel that way.
When's the last time a clown provoked you?
This entire podcast episode.
Oh, true.
Thank you. Do you think there'll be a subsect of Clowncella with mimes? Like you know how there's like at Coachella, there's the EDM tent.
It's
maybe
yeah,
at Clowncella,
I was gonna say,
there's the mime.
You know that avalanche tent that we went in that had all the beanbag chairs and you just like looked at the ceiling and it was air conditioned for a while? That's what
to come down.
That's what the mime tent is gonna be.
Mime time, we'll call it.
I'm doing all clown looks for Coachella when it reopens in 10 years.
So nothing new. No. Same old, same old. Got it.
Speaking of clowns.
Go on.
Did you hear what Tila Tequila was up to?
Is she headlining Clowncella?
Are you familiar with Tila Tequila?
Yeah, she's very famous from her dating show and MySpace fame. I don't know what she's necessarily up to. The last I saw was she said, okay, that's enough. I'm going to go back to my planet now. Oh. I think it was the last tweet I saw from her.
Well, she is a flat earther.
Well,
I remember she made headlines a few years ago for being a flat earther. Apparently she has a YouTube channel. She's just like you. Celebs are just like us.
Okay.
And she got in trouble because she was vlogging and trying to convince her neighbor's children to come get baptized in her bathtub so that they could be saved by Jesus or whatever baptism does for you.
Kind of sweet.
And then she was, and then the grandma of the kids came to get the kids and say, no, you're not baptizing them in the bathtub. And she vlogged the whole argument. And like, I would say, I think I'm pretty good at knowing when it's like a dumb YouTube skit or prank. Cause I hate those
like
people.
If it's fake or like,
yeah,
set
this,
up.
This seemed real. And
oh. How old are the children?
They were, I don't know, like 8.
She's very, old she gives me the vibe of,
they weren't babies. They weren't like, she didn't crib snatch.
Okay. It wasn't like in The Vitch.
No, I don't.
That's what I was imagining for a second. You know,
I saw The Vitch and I never remember anything about it other than I didn't like it.
The opening scene when the witch takes the baby and takes it and puts it in the mortar and pestle and grinding them away.
Now it's suddenly a witch instead of a bitch. Okay.
Well, Tila Tequila, the titch.
Well, so she came, she tried to baptize the children. It didn't happen. And you know who she sounded like?
Hey, can I say the only good thing about 2020 is priests baptizing children with water guns. Have you seen that?
No. She should have tried that.
You hold the baby up and you're there you are in mass and there's the priest,
no.
You know.
Is it like a super soaker?
It's more of like a handheld. It's kind of giving like those two Trump supporters defending their house.
Do you hold that, it?
That woman with the tiny, tiny gun and she's like defending her mansion.
Do they hold it sideways like, blah, glah.
But I don't know what is ratata. Ratata.
I always thought people said blah because that's the noise the gun makes.
Blah blah blah.
I will say I haven't really shot any guns.
Just, yeah, I haven't shot a gun in my life. Only crossbows. You know this.
Didn't Mamrie have a gun shooting party once?
Oh, that does ring a bell. Maybe I have shot a gun.
Or was that just crossbows?
I think it was like throwing axes and things.
Okay.
My mom was there.
She was way ahead of the times. Now, like, the housewives go and throw axes and things.
I would like a crossbow water gun.
And what to do? Shoot a water arrow at you?
Water pellets, water arrows. I don't know. I'm going to look into that.
I would
or
like,
the vaccine, the Dolly Parton vaccine.
That's what they're going to have to do instead of putting it in the butt. I would like a little water gun that shoots boba. And then I just catch it and eat it.
I have not had boba in a while. That sounds good.
I know. I used to get it all the time when I worked downtown and now I don't ever get it.
Those were the days.
I sure miss those days.
Wang. Hey.
Okay, tell me. Hey,
did you like the new Dua Lipa Miley song?
I listened to it one time. It's not that I didn't like it. I think I just keep forgetting to go back.
Yeah, I like it. I added it to my playlist. Did you like the Shawn Mendes Justin Bieber song?
I did. I liked that. I saw them perform it together on the American Music Awards on Sunday night. And I'm just ready for Shawn to fix his hair. There, I said it.
Wow.
I liked it.
Big statement.
I liked it like a little longer, but now it's gone too far. Too far.
I empower him to do what he wants with his body, but as a consumer of the brand and image, I think I find myself to be less
You don't want to get dicked down by him anymore?
The luscious locks. And I think that's not just Shawn. I think it's most guys. I just am not really into long hair on guys. And call that whatever you want to call it. I have been conditioned by culture. I'm sorry.
I'm growing out my hair. I'm going to get it as long as Shawn's.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm into right now, though? Mullets.
Really?
I find mullets to be... I think mullets are about to have a moment.
A moment,
please and thank you. Yes.
I'm sorry, but Shawn just, you'll have to go to his Instagram. He posted a picture with like a turtleneck, like pulled up over his mouth with his long hair. And it looked like a lesbian's photo jacket.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It looked like a lesbian photo jacket memoir cover. It looked very Hillary Clinton. It looked very Natalie Imbruglia torn.
Well, I was thinking, did you watch the Dua Lipa Miley video?
No, I didn't even know.
Well, there's I've seen imagery from it. I haven't seen the video yet, though. But I've seen imagery of them, like, makeup all over their face, licking each other, and, like, you know, girls being girls. Yes, they do.
I mean, that's what you and I do when we're together.
Of course. At Clownchella.
Kitty
our clown makeup just smearing and,
it's
you know.
Kitty lickins, you know?
I was thinking, though, it's like, that barely makes a splash in a headline or a pop culture moment. Like, that's not even like what Britney and Madonna used to, like that cultural moment of Britney and Madonna that is so normalized now between two girlfriends. I don't know like their orientation or anything like that, but like that just is so unshocking to culture right now. Imagine if the same caliber of duo, Sean and Justin, two guys just licking and makeup smearing. It's like, that would never happen. I think guys just need some more space to
lick,
to be licking and have fun and just be guys.
Oh my
guys,
God. I didn't even think about, but imagine if when Justin and Sean were performing their AMA performance of Monster, if they just locked lips at the end.
I want them to do whatever makes them comfortable, and I will not subject them to anything that they're not ready to do in any capacity.
I mean,
but I
straight
am
men
saying,
are so boring. They wouldn't even like hug.
Right. Culture. what kind of culture is like so unfazed by two women doing it, but so like scandalized by two men doing it? And well, even like men, like we were talking about this weekend, of men are just not allowed to like even dabble in their bisexuality.
Well, it's because
it's such a bummer summer.
It's because Obama used to call people the F word.
It started with Obama and it ends with Obama. Only at Clownchella.
I see the opener and closer.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. Hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Will you be tuning into the High School Musical, the musical, the series, the holiday special?
Not this again.
We haven't talked about this.
You've brought up the show before it was a holiday special months ago.
Okay, so will you be watching the High School Musical, the musical, the series, the holiday special?
Okay, High School Musical, the series, the Christmas musical.
The holiday special. It's non...
denominational?
Denominational.
Well, let's see. I didn't watch the first one. How similar to the Glee project?
What do you mean the first
show?
One? You didn't watch the show?
No. Where was I supposed to watch it?
It's on Disney Plus. I really liked it, and I think you would too.
It's, as I said, how close to the Glee project is it?
It's completely different. It's not. It's scripted.
Do they fuck?
It says the series right in the
High
the title.
School Musical, the musical, the series. So it's not reality.
No, and High School Musical, the musical, the series, the holiday special, the trailer is now available to watch if you wanted to watch that.
Well, there's a trailer. Is it going to give away spoilers?
I would watch the full series before you get to the holiday special because I feel like it's kind of like an in-between goal of two seasons.
Is the music better than when Glee did holiday songs?
I don't know if I can confirm that. I find Glee Christmas music to really be it.
Good or bad?
If there's
what's it?
Good. Yes, it's good. It's
I didn't
good.
Know if it was what like people. I didn't know if it was like when people say ish and they mean shit.
It's the ish, I believe. I don't know really.
But good ish or bad ish?
It's good ish. It's good ish.
Okay.
It's good ish. I don't know.
So I guess how many episodes in this series of the first one? You know I'm terribly busy. There's like three Housewives airing right now and about to be a fourth.
I have to count my blessings every day that I never let myself get tempted by that. Because it is a black hole of content you will never escape.
What?
Housewives.
It's so good. What do you mean?
And now there's like it's six different cities or whatever, and you have to follow and watch all of them and follow all of the drama
hard?
Off screen.
Oh, no, you don't have to follow the drama off screen. You just look like one terrible woman who said that coronavirus wasn't real and it was just thinning the herd. Now her mom's got it. So people are all karma, bitch.
Well, it do be like that. Have you watched Salt Lake City? I hear it's crazy. It's bonkers.
Didn't you see my tweet?
I was watching, I was listening to Mamrie and Grace's podcast and they were talking about it.
I guess I'll just have to fucking text them. Yeah, let me tell you, this one woman is fighting with this other woman because she told her you smell
groundbreaking.
Because she told her you smell like a hospital. And that woman had just come from a hospital where her where her aunt was getting a double leg amputation. And she showed up with a friend and she said, "You and your friend smell like hospital." And they had just come from the hospital. And the woman who said, "You smell like hospital," told everyone that she has a hospital smell trigger, which I didn't even know was a thing. And that woman is also married to her step grandfather.
I do know about that. You know what? Everybody's a little kooky over there, so I'm going to let them do their thing.
I mean, it definitely seems like an arranged marriage.
Their lake is salt. Their city is laked. Okay, so they're on a different wavelength, I believe. And have you been to Salt Lake City?
Utah is one of the few states I have yet to check off the list.
I've been there, and let me tell you, Utah gays are next level.
One of the housewives has a gay son.
Oh dear!
And he is a supporting character, and his lip gloss is popping.
Oh dear!
His lip gloss is cool.
Let me just say, Utah gays are bonkers.
What happened?
They party like crazy. I think it's because if you grow up being oppressed.
Yes.
Having what might be your ticket to culture and partying and friends and blah, 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 oppressed. Once you suddenly get a chance to like tap into that, I think they all go wild is kind of my impression.
Honey, that's what some of the housewives are showing us as well. Not just for the gays.
Well, anyone only time will tell. All I know is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but Utah gays have a lot of orgies.
Really? I've never been to Utah. I've never had a Utah orgy.
Well, what are you doing tonight?
It's COVID.
Let's go. Oh, we can't go right now. We'll go when COVID's over.
I'll drive.
Psychobabble takes
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
All right.
Why not?
I haven't skied in a while.
What kind of skiing are we talking?
When you give two hand jobs at once.
That's what I've been saying. Two hand jobs at once. I can barely write with my left hand.
You seem like you wouldn't be good at multitasking.
Whoever is on my left is going to be really
not right.
Like, they're going to be like pushing my head away and be like, I'll just do that.
They're going to slowly be pushing your head down.
No. Oh my gosh. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
If you're gonna dabble in a Housewives, you should just start with Salt Lake City. It just started. There's only two episodes, so like
maybe
you'll get all the backstory from the beginning and you'll never have to worry about catching up.
Well, I have recently been getting into, I just started Watchmen.
Oh, okay.
Watchmen?
Yep.
You seen it?
I've heard other gays tell me to watch it. Do you want to know?
It's interesting and different. I just started it last night.
Do you want to know why I can't?
Why can't you?
So there was a Watchmen movie that came out in like 2010, maybe 2009. It was when I was living in East Lansing and I had my ex-boyfriend who you knew, who loved like Marvel action hero movies. And he made me go on my birthday to see Watchmen for him. And I fell asleep in the theater because the movie was so bad. And
you know what? You would beg to fall asleep in a movie theater today.
I'd be so excited. I would be on the edge of my seat. I wouldn't be able to sleep. I would just think, oh, I'm home. I'm home. Surrounded by sticky floors and popcorns and regular sodas.
You know what I think might be a perfect time to visit a movie theater is Scream 5 is officially coming.
Oh, I know.
And I saw that they announced the title of it. It's just going to be called Scream.
Right. And then I follow the Scream Facebook page and then they posted saying that's a wrap on production. And I was like, oh my God, wait, so it's already done and filmed and everything. And then it was all coming to you January 2022. I thought, what? How is it done already? And we have to wait over a year?
Because, bitch, they said, we're not gonna fucking give it to you unless it's in theaters. Fuck off.
True. I mean, did you go with me when I saw the Scream 4 movie on opening night in East Lansing?
I don't know if I saw it with you then, but I feel like I watched it with you with our friends in San Francisco because I think we saw it in theaters in San Francisco because everyone, when she says, I don't want friends, I want fans.
Yeah.
Everyone we were with looked at me.
Oh, I know I saw it in East Lansing because I saw it with my friend Stephanie and we went
I think
on
you saw it
night.
Again. I think you saw it again though.
Well, bitch, I've seen it lots of times.
Well. I recently, this weekend I watched Waiting for Guffman again. Still so good.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't think I know a thing about it.
It's one of those like Best in Show. Did you ever see Best in Show?
Of course.
It's like Best in Show, but about a small town theater troupe.
Oh, I thought less dogs.
With the same type of cast. You would really think it's funny. You should watch it. It's a good watch.
Well,
you should watch it.
Well, I do love to laugh. That's why I'm going to Clowncella.
Well, great. Are you VIP?
What would they call VIP?
VI.
No.
Because you laugh at clowns. Very important.
I hate you.
VIC. Very important clown.
Important clown. Very important clown.
That's what they be calling me.
Hey, baby. Did you want to...
Hey, baby.
Before we go, did you want to say anything that you're thankful for this Thea Thanksgiving? Was the Thea Thanksgiving episode the one where you and I went back and forth and we said there once was a girl named Thea?
A little improv for the kids?
I can't. Maybe that's why I never listened to that episode back. It would have been too true.
A Thanksgiving tale?
I think it was. We? No. You should just say what you're thankful for this year.
I mean, given everything in 2020, like obviously blah, 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 blah. You all know all the like, despite all this and that and whatever. I would say I'm really thankful for a forced chance to slow down a little. To appreciate presence and stillness and alone time and perspective on what I value and cherish in like a normal everyday life. Because it's like now that you can't do certain things, you realize how much you love doing certain things. And more likely to, in the normal times, probably say yes to more things that I probably wouldn't have said yes to, of like wanting to go out and do things just because like, oh, I didn't realize that's something that I took for granted.
Say yes to drag. Yes, ma'am, to drag.
Sure. Why not? What else? What are you thankful for?
I definitely agree with what you said. It's been a weird year. I feel like as long of a year as it's been, I can't believe now we're at the end of November and I can't believe it's going to be New Year's all over again because January seems like it was yesterday somehow.
Right.
And I don't know. I feel like I came into 2020 thinking I had all of these plans. And I think COVID and all of that kind of reminded me that sometimes you need to be able to adjust and sometimes you need to be flexible and you're not always going to be able to get what you want. And I definitely agree with what you said about it being like an introspective year. Because I was forced to have so much alone time and because I was forced to have so much like time in my head, I don't know. I think it made me do a lot of reflecting and a lot of like self-learning. And I've had a lot of good therapy sessions this year about things that I didn't really think would like bubble up. And yeah, it's weird because as distant as I've been from my family living here in San Francisco and having not really seen anybody this year, it's weirdly made me closer to certain members of my family in a new way that I didn't expect. I've had lots of long conversations with my dad and my brothers and my mom that were probably conversations we put off for too long. And I'm glad that this year kind of forced me to have those. So yeah, I think while like I said, I kind of went into 2020 with all these plans and ideas. It was nice to be reminded that sometimes you need to adjust and it's okay if you get, I hate saying like off schedule because that's how I felt at the beginning of the year, but like everything will come when it's supposed to and in due time.
I'm also super grateful for, I feel like in previous years, I have done a lot of fun stuff where I've met a lot of people as acquaintances. And this year has made me really appreciative of the closer friends that I have, as opposed to like just a lot of people that I might see out and about. It's like, I think the relationships and friendships that are more meaningful and I guess it, like, you know, quality over quantity. And I think I've really grown appreciative of smaller, more intimate experiences. Not just because I had to, but like they're also sometimes more special.
I agree. I love that.
I'm also really grateful for Lady Gaga this year. Chromatica really saved me. Also, I mean, music this year was pretty good.
I mean, Sarah Bareilles had a surprise album. Maggie Rogers has an album coming before the end of the year. Katy Perry had an album.
Everybody's really giving us something.
Ariana Grande's had three albums since Rihanna announced her last album, even though she hasn't had one.
I'm very grateful for jumping rope.
Yeah.
I know that I am a broken record about it, but it has been a lifesaver this year. It has been really nice.
Do you jump rope every day?
Every day.
Have you kept track of when you started?
No. But so, I mean, I take some days off if I'm exhausted.
So you're a liar.
But I do every day. I do every day.
You think about your jump rope every day. I want to see this jump rope. Will you send me jump rope pics after the call?
So I put on, there's this IO like 3-hour Twitch live stream set that IO did at the beginning of this year. Do you know IO?
No.
It's like techno music. Anyway, it's 3 hours long. So on Mondays, I'll do the first hour. On Tuesdays, I'll do the second hour. Wednesdays. And then I'll just keep cycling through. I've been listening to this one mix for weeks now. It's so good.
What's your favorite hour?
Hour two.
Really?
Or sometimes hour three. But I do like hour one because they have a couple of Rufus Du Sol songs in the middle.
Is it on SoundCloud?
It's on SoundCloud. I will link you.
Send it to me. I'll listen to it on my run.
It is so good for like stoned cardio because you are just in the zone. It's the perfect beats per minute. And like the drops and the buildup. Ooh, they nail it.
You're wet.
I am. It's so good. I think IO might be my like most listened to artist this year.
Your fun house is drenched.
Fun house? What? My clown? My house of mirrors?
Yes. You don't know, okay. Pink's all welcome to my fun house. Now it's filled with evil clowns. Oh, Pink could perform at Clownchella.
Pink could. And honestly, Rihanna during that one era rated R?
That was a spooky era, not a clown era.
You know when she's like, madhouse. Yeah. That reminds me of a clown. Like a scary clown.
Boo. Boo.
Boo?
Boo, bitch. Boo.
No. How do you honk but make it scary?
Honk.
No, no, no.
I'll work on it and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Cool. Corey, where can people find
you? You can find me getting my COVID-19 vaccine straight down the middle, surrounded by a house of mirrors while listening to Tyler's SoundCloud IO 3-hour performance set. On TikTok.
What about a house of rears? And it's just like a bunch of butts everywhere that you get to like, I guess, isn't that kind of like that Romanian porn where it's like holes in the wall and guys on the other side lay in?
I was going to say, that sounds pretty familiar to something that I've seen on Tumblr.
House of rears.
Yeah.
You can find me at the house of rears. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Well, I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're celebrating. And if not, good luck to you too.
Thank you for being a part of our lives. We appreciate you. We're thankful for you. We say it often, but like the podcast really is a fun little escape for both of us, or at least for me. I can't speak for Corey.
I concur.
Thank you guys for being a part of that, because when you guys send us your thoughts, where you tweet us what you've been thinking or like reacting to like whatever we're talking about, I those are my favorite tweets. I love seeing you guys live tweet episodes or even just like chime in when you are inspired to. So thank you for being a part of it. And we will see you next week in December.
Oh my God.
I know. Crazy.
My December by Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, bye, Corey.